Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lake, and how may I help you today?
Yes, I have a charge on my Sam's account for $59.89 for Refresh Modern Lifestyle.
All right, let me see if I can pull it up. What's your first and last name?
Jackie Rembish.
All right, and verify your address for security purposes.
1214 Jackson.
Thank you.
This happened last month, and I had to call, and they took it off, and they were going to stop it, and it's on here again this month.
All right. So I have an account pulled up here that has been canceled out. Looks like it's showing where you took the survey to try to win the KitchenAid mixer. Is that correct?
I guess so. I don't have a clue. I don't know what this is about. And I called them last month, and they took the charges off and said that it would not be on anymore, and it's on my bill again.
All right. What's the date you were billed? Because I do see that you were canceled and refunded for $54.89.
Yes, the bill was... it was put on here 5-1.
Okay. Yeah, now we actually billed you on 5-2, and then that's the one she gave you the refund on for the $54.89.
Well, it's back on my bill right now. Because it's due today, my bill, and I just looked at it, and it's back on here.
The only thing, well, being that it's not showing on our end, it's showing as a refund, and you're saying it's showing. So did you ever get the refund for $54.89?
Yeah, because I didn't pay it. I did not pay it, you know. I subtracted it from my bill.
Okay, now what you have to do, that's probably why it's showing, okay, anytime that your bill, it's going to process on your account, you still have to pay your bill, but you just get the reversal of the refund. So that's probably why it's still on there, because you didn't pay it.
Well, no, I took it up because they said they were taking it off.
No, okay, whenever they tell you that you're going to get a refund, if your charge is already went through and is accepting depending to your account, it's going to post. You have to still pay it. We just reverse the charge back to you. We don't take it off. We can't take it off once it's approved.
So what do you do then? How do I get the refund back?
Okay, well, you should have got the refund. It's showing it was done on May 3rd. So you're saying you never got that refund?
I don't know. I'm going to have to look around here and see where the other bill is and look at it because find out what's going on, and I'll have to get back with you.
No, you're fine. I think you were probably thinking when they said they were going to refund it, I guess you thought they were going to just take the charge off. No, we don't take off charges. Once it's approved, that's it. It's going to show up on your bill. You just have to pay it, and then we just give you a reverse of what you paid.
How do I get it? What do you mean?
I mean, well, it's already showing. That's why I said, did you check to see? It said it was done on May the 3rd for $54.89.
Okay. I'm going to look for my other bill, and then I'll...
No, just make sure it's not showing as a credit and you're thinking they charged it back to your account.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I just know I want it, you know, off of my bill.
Yeah, like I said, we can't take anything off your bill. If it's showing as a charge, you have to pay that. The only thing that we do is a reversal. That just means you paid the charge, and then we reverse it back as a refund. We're not going to take anything off your bill.
Well, then where does it go if you reverse it as a refund?
It's going to go back onto your account.
Right.
It'll show up as a refund, as a reversal. But the charge that's showing prior, that's still going to be on there. You have to pay that. You see what I'm saying? You pay the charge, and then you're getting it reversed. So that means you pay the charge, and you're getting your money back. We can't just take the charge off your bill because it's already approved.
Yeah, let me find this bill and find out. All right, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.